The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architects Chuck Smith and Kurt Pfeiffer and YMCA Administrator Forrest Perry, who are behind the planning and construction of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
Chuck, we'll let you start and go around the table.
I work with Vanessa and Preston doing a lot of the planning and development at Chatham Park.
Kurt Pfeiffer with Withers and Ravenel, and probably could count on two hands how many YMCA projects I've worked on over the year. This will be a fun conversation to have here this morning.
Forrest Perry. I work with the YMCA of the Triangle, and I serve as a regional vice president. I've worked with the Y for about 28 years now, part-time and full-time.
So special, and why we want it in Chatham Park and in Chatham County. I think our listeners would benefit a little bit from some history of Preston Development Company, Y's that we've collaborated on in the past, especially Chuck's involvement for many years in the Y, and one of our owners, Tim Smith, has been a 30-year-plus veteran volunteering, working with the Y. Chuck, you've got a major history with the Y.
That's one of the big influences in my life, not just with the Triangle YMCA, but in Charlotte. From the third grade on, I was involved at the Y. Don Punch, who took a bunch of kids and really changed our lives. A lot of what happens at the Y, you think of it as workout space and going to do different classes, but it's creating community and it's shaping lives. And so that's why we've always felt like having this partnership between Preston and the YMCA has been a good thing.
It started with some of the local Ys here in the Triangle, but also extended down to the camps on the coast. Most of the work that I've done through the Y has been a lot of their aquatics facilities. They had aquatics already down there, but it was mainly natural or freshwater ponds and lakes. We went and added actual pools to the site.
So it seems obvious that people get involved with the Y. They stay involved. We did a podcast just on the Y and a little bit about what you're doing in Chatham right now, but from your perspective, tell our listeners who don't know what the Y is or what it does.
My first experience with the Y was when I was 11 years old. My first full-time job with the YMCA was actually in the overnight camp setting. So through the years, I've had a great opportunity to grow with the organization and grow in the different areas that I've been able to work with. Having had that firsthand experience of how impactful the Y was, and also as a young adult, as Chuck mentioned, in high school and college, being able to see that experience firsthand on the youth that we served, that really sent me down a trajectory to spend a career with the Y. And now after 28 years, I'm not sure that I know how to do anything else. Love working with the Y and the impact that we make on the community. The YMCA of the Triangle specifically has a 7-county service area here in North Carolina, and that's Chatham, Orange, Durham, Wake, Lee, and Johnston counties, as well as Pamlico County. And so when you think about the volume of people that we serve in the Triangle area through the multitude of programs that we run, they really tend to fall into one of three buckets. It's youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. And so a lot of people that don't know about the Y, they typically think about our brick and mortar facilities, which are certainly very impactful in and of themselves. But it's not just the work that the Y does within the walls of the YMCA, but it's really the work that the Y does outside of the walls and throughout the community. Through the variety of programs that we run and the impact that we're able to make on the community, it truly is a transformational organization that I'm really proud to be part of.
I would just assume, because we're talking about it, other different facilities out there, this is going to be in the North Village, but we still have 5,000-6,000 acres of the South Village. The goal is to ingrain this into the community and then potentially build off of that. This isn't going to be the only location that the Y serves. The Y is going to spread as Chatham Park and as Pittsburgh spreads.
We're building a big project that we are part of a group that talks about master plan communities. And we talk about this relationship with the Y, and a lot of places don't understand the YMCA the way it exists here. It's a good opportunity to explain what that organization is about and how that partnership with us is going to improve the quality of life in Pittsburgh, in our area, in our project, just in ways that we can't even describe right now. But it'll happen because of these connections that we establish. Putting people together with people, it's going to be fun to watch that play out.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.